So I got a message through Instagram yesterday. Friend of mine said, so is Mac Powell like actually going to be in studio or did you guys record it in advance? Guys, he's here. Welcome, Mac Powell.
Live and in person.
Yes. So excited that you are here. You have a show in Zealand tonight.
That's right.
Along with Matthew West. Yes. And gracious enough to wake up early and come in and join the morning show.
You know what? I have kids and so I have to take my little girl to school every day that I'm home. So I actually got to sleep late. Usually I get up at 6:50. Today I slept to 7:30, so I'm feeling great.
Well, you're looking good, and we are really excited to have you here this morning. Mac, you have long history, not just with WCSG, but with Christian music.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing this?
Oh my gosh, I don't keep up with it. I don't do the math anymore.
It's that high.
It was 25 years a few years ago. So.
It's like stepping on the scale. Sometimes you just don't want to know.
Yeah, well, and also I'm terrible at math anyway. So I just kind of, it's been such a fun ride and so great. This thing that I've been saying for about 2 years, I think people think that I'm joking when I say this, but my new phrase has been, I'm just happy to be here. Mm. I really am. I'm so happy to still be in Christian music. I'm still a big fan. It's changed my life, not only as giving me a career, but changed my life in the sense of really helping me grow when I was a young Christian in my faith, and to be able to kind of return that favor to so many people and do that for so long. I'm very blessed. So I'm happy to be here.
And you've been doing it a while at WCSG this year, celebrating 50 years of being around. Maybe speak to the importance of Christian radio that you've seen. Maybe you've got some stories about how your songs have impacted people.
Well, just as I was saying a second ago, for me personally, I didn't know anything about Christian music growing up. I grew up in church and I'm originally from Alabama and didn't know. And I had heard about Amy Grant and heard about Petra, but I didn't know any of their songs and I had never heard any of their music. When I moved to Atlanta as a sophomore, there were a couple of Christian radio stations. Some people had started giving me, making bootleg copies of Christian. In fact, my at the time girlfriend, who is now my wife of July, would be 27 years.
Oh,
Amy
wow.
and I would be married 27 years. She would give me copies of records of CCM stuff like Michael W. Smith and one of my favorite bands from back in the day called The Choir. And so all this music I'd started listening to went, man, I had no idea this stuff was available. And it really encouraged me in my faith. And so when I started listening to Christian music, not only Christian music, but to Christian radio stations, understanding much more than just the music, but what's going on in the local area in the church. And so it was a big, big influence on me and still is to this day. And so I'm so thankful as one who kind of in college age and on to now listen to Christian music and Christian radio. Now my kids listen to it in the car. And, it's the gift that keeps on giving. So I'm so thankful for it.
Well, and thanks to you, we're able to keep on giving the gift of really good music. We've been teasing this for a while, and I don't want to make people wait too much longer. You talked about the early stages of your faith, and your new song is called 1991.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Give us the background behind that one.
Yeah, it's basically a testimony song, and I changed some things up to make this to tell the story in a little bit of a different way. But when I was a senior in high school, way back in 1991, before most of your listeners were born, God really got a hold of my life. I had grown up in church, even made a profession of faith when I was a little kid, but just really didn't do anything about it, remained a baby Christian for a long, long time. And then finally, my senior year, I was just one of those, it was about a month before I graduated. Even there's a date on it, I say April 21st, 1991. I don't know if that's the exact date. It just sounded good.
We're going to go
with
that.
It seemed like somewhere around then.
Yeah.
Someone at church had said, hey, you should read the book of Romans. And I was sat down on the end of my bed seeking answers because not knowing what I'm going to do as soon as I graduate from high school, just being lost and just not knowing and needing direction.
But did you know that girl you were dating, she was going to be a part of it?
She was doing something that I do not recommend for my girls. She was missionary dating me. She was, hanging out with me, trying to share the love of Jesus with me. And, I wasn't strong in my faith, and I'm so thankful for that. It was a huge, huge change in my life. And when I started reading that book of Romans and God's Holy Spirit fell on me, it changed my life. And then all of a sudden, I was in a band, a garage band, had wanted to be in one of my whole life. And then all of a sudden I was like, felt like God saying, I want you to quit this band. And I went, well, okay, what am I going to do? And so I quit the band. And Mark Lee, who was a friend of mine who was in the band, who started the band with me, said, well, why don't we start a Christian band? I was like, I don't really know anything about that. And that's when I started listening to it. And then all of a sudden that became into this little thing called Third Day. So, and the rest is history. But yeah, 1991, it's a testimony song.
Right, okay, it's a Friday morning.
Yeah.
And the weather is beautiful. I think at 9:09, you have permission to roll your windows down and listen to this song because it is perfect for it.
Let's do it. Mac Powell, it's 1991. You're with Jeremy and Amanda, your family-friendly morning show at 91.3 WCSG.
So good, right?
I just realized I should have done a version for you guys saying 1991.3 WCSG.
There you go. You can
it's
do
a little
that
too
later.
Long, but maybe, yeah.
We'll grab you after like the show tonight.
1990s sounds going on in there. Yeah. Am I detecting that?
Yeah, it's very different for me.
Yeah.
You know, it's that late 80s, early 90s kind of keyboardy stuff.
Love
and that's
it.
Not normal for me. So that was telling you guys earlier on air, like this song scares me, but I love it at the same time. And every time I've played it, in fact, I was going to have another single that I loved. My favorite song from the record, I was pushing and pushing to be my next single. And then I was on tour last fall with Mike Donaghy from 10th Avenue North, Josh Baldwin and David Leonard. And we're all sitting on the bus late at night playing music, and I played them what I thought would be the single. They went, that's a really good song, that's great. And then I played 1991 and they just got up and started dancing. I went, maybe that's my next single.
Love it.
The timing on it is really great because it does say April 21st.
Yes,
we're in the month of April,
of course,
but also in Michigan especially, we love a summertime song. Mm-hmm. You know, just really fun.
Roll the windows down and crank it up loud.
Well, we appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. I know earlier you were saying typically around this time you're dropping kids off to school.
Yes.
Let's know how things are going with your family.
Yeah, everything's, you know, we've got five kids, so there's always something going on, good and bad. But, you know, we're very, very blessed. My oldest just got married in September of last year, and she plays bass for me when I do show. She's not on tour with me now. I'm using Matthew's band. But when I do summer dates, big festivals, she plays bass. Her husband plays drums for me.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I love having them out with me. And then my oldest is working in Wyoming at a ranch. My oldest son, and then my middle is going to school online, lives at home, has a job, she's working hard, and then I've got two young ones that are in the 8th and 7th grade, and my son plays baseball, and that's keeping us busy as can be, and my youngest is in acting and musical theater and stuff, so it's a busy, busy life.
Yeah.
I love the connection that you have with Grand Rapids. Bethany Christian Services helped with Emmanuel and Birdie Claire, your two youngest.
Right.
And that was a journey for you guys in adoption, and it is fun. I kind of creep your social media a little bit, but to see Emmanuel, especially doing baseball, like you guys love that, don't you?
Well, we do. I mean, it's so fun to watch. I played baseball growing up, and until I was in the once I got in the ninth grade, I couldn't hit a curveball, so I was done. So I joined the marching band.
Yes, that's there's value in that too.
Absolutely.
I have a son who's starting the whole band journey right now. And in fact, actually, he's got his first marching performance with the Memorial Day parade coming up next month.
Band is life. I loved it. I was going to be a marching band director. That's what my job was going to be. And then I messed up and joined a band. So,
well, still stayed in the music thing. What instrument did you play in marching band?
I played trumpet, and I don't want to brag, but I was drum major my senior year.
All right. Okay. Awesome. Well, so that means you have the qualifications to lead a band.
Absolutely.
So, awesome.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll have more with Mac Powell coming up in just a bit. First, here's New Creation. Thanks for starting your Friday with your family-friendly morning show, Jeremy and Amanda on 91.3 WCSG. Special guest with us this morning, Mac Powell. Mac, thanks again for spending some time with us today.
Pleasure to be with you guys. Thanks for having me. Especially thanks for dialing up the beautiful weather.
I mean, just for you. We tried to get it like Alabama quality.
It's even better. Yeah. I live in Atlanta now, but I'm from Alabama. But yeah, Craig, who drove me over here, shout out to Craig. He was telling me that it's, 20 degrees warmer than normal here?
Yeah.
And so I looked up on my phone, what's the high today in Atlanta? And it was 70. So it's even better here than my home. So thanks for bringing that.
I feel like everybody who went to Gulf Shores for spring break last week, they brought the weather along with them. And we're very thankful.
Thanks to all those spring breakers bringing it back.
And we're also thankful you've taken some time out of your busy schedule. You're doing a show in Zealand tonight.
Yeah.
Got up a little early to come in and spend some time with us. And Mac, one thing we really appreciate about you, about what you do, is WCSG CSG. We love being a radio station. We can't do it without artists like you. Yeah. You certainly don't want to hear Jeremy and Amanda singing in the morning. We can give the weather, but our singing not as good. What does it mean to you as an artist to be able to do this thing, this partnership thing? It takes artists, it takes radio, and it takes listeners too, all working together. Yeah.
One thing that I realized a long time ago, and I'm so glad that God gave me this realization, is that there's so that we can't do anything by ourselves. Ultimately, of course, not to be over spiritual, but I that's even part of my prayers when I'm praying in the morning. I go, Lord, I can't even breathe without you. I can't do a thing without you. And so in turn, also being a successful musician is like, I can't do that without so many people behind the scenes. Managers, record company people, radio people. You guys can't do what you know, you're not going to have a job if you're not able to play some music. And I'm not going to have a job if you guys don't play the music. And so I love how the Lord, I mean, it's very scriptural too, how we're all different parts of the body and that we get to be part of it. We get to be alive together and get that message out there to encourage people in the same way that we have been encouraged by it.
I love that. Well, shifting gears a little bit, you've been talking about the how nice the weather is. I'm just kind of curious, like, what do you and your family do for summer? Because that's right around the corner.
Yeah, we take big breaks in the summer. I don't do a lot of shows in the summer. I'll do a handful of things. But in June, we go to the beach and we go to Hilton Head, South Carolina, where we just went for spring break. And we have a great time at the beach. We've been doing that with four other families for almost 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah, we get a big house together and we're all just packed in. It's like really like they're cousins. You know, they grew up, my kids grew up with those kids and they know each other as well as cousins. And then we go to Colorado every year, right outside of Estes Park, Colorado, to a ranch called Wind River Ranch. Shout out to them. We've been doing that for about 15 years now. And this is amazing. A lot of different families come in. I'm the speaker for one of the weeks and just a little piece of heaven up there in Estes Park, a Wind River Ranch. So,
is that
yeah,
like a dude ranch?
It is. Yeah, you get to ride horses and go on hikes. And, you know, I haven't ridden a horse in a while. I try to make it my mission to not. If I get through a week without one of my little girls saying, Papa, will you come ride a horse with me? If I get through a week without that, I'm successful. If I just get to sit on the porch and look at the mountain. But it's a beautiful, beautiful time. So, yeah, summers are busy for us, but in a good way.
You've also done a lot of traveling recently. I think I've seen with your wife. Did you guys go to Australia recently?
We did, yeah. So I, for 3 years, Easter marked 3 years for me being at a church in Atlanta called Church of the Apostles. And my pastor is Dr. Michael Youssef, and he's on radio across the U.S. and and the world. And he's from Egypt, but went to school, his seminary, in Australia. And so we went to Sydney, and he spoke, and I was able to lead worship. And so Amy got to tag along with me, and we had a great time together in Australia. And there's some other trips coming up around the world soon that hopefully I'll get to bring my spouse with me.
Can you even take yourself back to when you were in high school and making that decision, like, you know what, I can't do this garage band thing anymore. I have to do Christian music. Can you even imagine the life that you have now, being able to travel the world and sing about Jesus?
No, you know, it was. I tell people this often. There was this idea of these big dreams that we had, but also the reality of you know, how things really work out. And for us, it was like winning the lottery. Mm-hmm. You know, how often does that happen? And we were very fortunate. We did have these goals and these dreams of what we felt like God could do, but you never really think that's going to happen. And so once we got signed to a record deal, we thought, man, if we can make a couple of records and drive across the country three or four times and do a couple of tours, that would be awesome. And then we'll go get real jobs. And I'm still hanging around.
And we're really glad that you are.
Well, we'll wrap up our time with Mac Powell coming up in just a bit. More to come right now. River of Life, you're with Jeremy and Amanda, 91.3 WCSG.
Mac Powell in studio with us this morning.
I think we should change the show to Jeremy, Amanda, and Mac.
Yes.
I think it's got a good
little...
Because
then if you can't make it, Toby Mac could also come
That's
in.
Right. That's right. You just intersperse us between...
Yeah, that's true.
And think about it. Jeremy, Amanda, Mac. The initials are JAM. It could be the JAM morning show.
Here's another one to float your way. Yesterday, we got wrapped in a conversation about mac and cheese. So you could be the Mac and we can be the cheese.
Cheesiness. Yes. I love it.
So we are really thankful that you've taken some time out of your schedule to come and visit with us this morning. listening. You have long history with so many of our listeners, going back to the days of Third Day, mm-hmm. and just tons of great music that encourages and gives us a chance to worship in our cars. Just really thankful for that. As you are, I don't want to say older, but you've been in the business
yes,
for a while.
Quite a while. Yes.
Do you have anything you would tell to younger Mac as you were getting started in this thing called following Jesus?
Yeah.
Maybe there's somebody listening right now that's just getting started on their journey or feeling a little shaky in their faith. And they're like, I don't know if I can really cling to this Jesus. Mm. What would you have to tell them?
Well, I found in my life, there's these three things that I really grab hold of. One is the Word of God. It's my medicine. I try to read the Word every single day, even if it's just a few verses, a whole chapter, whatever. That helps me stay grounded. The second is praying, seeking God and His Holy Spirit through prayer. And the third is the church, God's people. Those three things I have to have daily in my life. That's what keeps me strong in my faith. That's what helps me grow my faith. What's interesting in Acts, the very beginning of Acts, when Jesus ascended into heaven, you know, they're left there going, all right, what do we do now? And it's very interesting. The church got together, the early church, and it said there were four things that they devoted themselves to. The first thing that they devoted themselves to was the teaching of the apostles, which is the scriptures I was talking about. The second and third, which are kind of together, was they devoted themselves to the fellowship, being together, spending time together, and to the breaking of bread. So they had meals together. They sat down together. They spent time together. So that's the church. And the third or fourth, depending on how you look at it, thing was prayer. And so I'd been thinking about those things for a while. And then when I read that scripture, I went, oh, that's what I need. That's what the church did 2,000 something years ago. We shouldn't be doing anything less now. So I just really encourage everybody in their faiths every day, every single day, spend some time in the Word, spend some time in prayer, and spend some time with other believers.
And we're never promised that things are going to be easy.
No,
difficulties come along. You've seen that in your own life.
Jesus said, if you follow me, you're going to have hardships and hard times, but take heart. I've overcome the world. And because we follow him, we can too.
And we know the end of the story. And that's why we can have hope even on the crummy days.
Absolutely.
Well, Mac Powell, it's been a real delight to have you in studio this morning, spend some time with you, maybe give a quick brief overview of what's to come for you in the next year,
yeah.
what people can look forward to.
Well, specifically right now, on tour with Matthew West.
Yep, and there's tickets still available for that show tonight?
I'm not even sure. Not sure. Maybe.
Look into it.
Yeah. I don't know until I show up on stage.
Sure, sure.
But yeah, having a great time with Matthew West. He's one of the best singer-songwriters ever in Christian music. His band, his crew, they're top-notch, so having a blast out on tour with him. I've got in the works, I'll be, last year I had a tour called Mac Powell and Friends, a small acoustic singer-songwriter tour, and I got that in the works, and told you guys behind the scenes, one of the people that's going to be with me, but we're not going to announce it
no,
yet.
No.
We are
keep
not.
It, I've sworn you to secrecy.
Yep.
But the tour is happening, so you know, Lord willing, so I'm excited about that. Working on some new music that hopefully have a new record out the beginning of next year.
Awesome. Can't wait. Excited for you,
Thank
Mac.
Thank you so much.
Excited to have some time with you and just really thrilled that you've been a part of so many of our stories. So thank you for everything you've done.
My pleasure. Thanks for playing the music.
Absolutely. Well, our time with Mac is over, but you can, of course, catch him in concert with Matthew West to find more details, of course, through social media. And if there's anything we can do for you this morning, you can, of course, reach out. 888-942-WCSG. Here's some classic Third Day. I've Always Loved You. You're with Jeremy and Amanda, your family-friendly morning show on 91.3 WCSG.